Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
So I always saw Rolly on the computer. He was always on the computer.
That's brand new music from Cadence Weapon, the Polaris Prize winner from a couple years ago, has just put out an album, and it's called Roller Coaster. We just heard the song My Computer. Cadence Weapon is, well, was residing in Toronto, now is in Steeltown, Hamilton, and was born in Edmonton, Alberta. A fantastic artist that you should get more familiar with for sure. More music coming up on the show, something from Swamp Dog. Yes, Jerry Williams Jr., who is somewhat of a cult figure in the 20th century music here in Turtle Island. He was a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a producer, and we're going to hear something called Sam Stone from him. Also on the show, another classic from way back when, we're talking the 1950s, maybe accredited for the dance moves of the time. One of those artists, Chubby Checker, certainly helped invent the twist. We're going to hear a song from him called Black Cloud. The James Clark Institute from Toronto, Ontario are on the show as well. This is from their 2023 release, Under the Lampshade, and a song called Phantom Girl. They really take a lot of their musical styles from a lot of those classic 60s bands like the Kinks and the Stones and the Beatles. Really cool band. You can see them in Toronto anytime you're here, somewhere on the Danforth or somewhere down out in Port Credit. But before we get to that, let's listen to John Gogo. He just released a brand new song called Larry's Granddad. John is related to David Gogo, who's a blues musician out there on the island, in Vancouver Island, actually. And that's where John is from, too. So here it is, Larry's Granddad on the Jukebox by John Gogo.
Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life. My friend Larry's granddad mined for coal from the tender age of six. Well, his stepfather swore he could teach this new dog old tricks. In the days before unions and decent labor laws, young boys worked the coal mines too. That's just the way it was. His mom, well, she was not unkind, still she had to let him work. This man she was married to, he'd become a mean old jerk. Of course, granddad dearly loved her, so by the time the boy was nine, he was a full-fledged three-year veteran of a Nova Scotia mine. With just his shovel and pick, granddad became the main breadwinner. They sent him off 6 days a week, packing a bucket with some dinner. Sunday school, that's all he had, as far as formal learning. And he duly handed to his mom every penny he was earning. Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life, so does Larry's granddad. In a nutshell, that was granddad's life till the boy turned 17. When one Sunday he met Edna Wood, most beautiful girl he'd seen. He went straight up, introduced himself, had to take a chance. Not just pretty, she was smart and kind. He asked her to the dance. That night he asked politely, "Mom, can I get new Sunday best? A new suit like stepfather bought from the tailor with a vest?" Mom answered, "Absolutely not, but I might sew you some pants." Granddad said, "No, thank you," kept his paycheck for the dance. Have come and gone, he's retired from the mine. His back is wrecked, both knees are shot, but everything else works fine. Well, he's kind of hard of hearing, and his breathing's not so good. Still, all is right on Saturday night at the dance with Edna Wood. Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life. So does Larry's granddad. Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life. So does Larry's granddad.
Thank you.
promises. Giving up the ghost is never an option when you're being driven by wild illusion. I used to think we were so well suited, even tailor-made. Still she exited the party early, left me under my lampshade.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. Oh, with an old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good love. Oh, the very first Saturday of every month, I go down some pain. Oh, when I ask my boss man about a draw, this is what my boss man say. Black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. Oh, if an old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good love. Well, I earn my living by the sweat of my brow, I work so hard every day. Oh, with that old black cloud hanging over my head to drive my dreams away. And if it wasn't for the help of the one I love to tell my troubles to, there just ain't no telling what that old black cloud might drive this poor man to. Ha! Ha! Black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. Oh, with an old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good love. I'm gonna seed in the ground, gonna grow me a tree. This is what that black cloud done. They sent all the locusts to eat up the tree. I'm gonna cook my brains in the sun. And one of these days when I'm laid away, I know that cloud can't wait. It's gonna hover over me on Judgment Day to keep me from the pearly gates. Black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. Oh, with an old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good love.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. In the time that he served, it had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the little pictures have big ears, but don't stop
And then Sammy took the stealing. When he got that empty feeling, $400 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains. Eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing. Little pictures have big ears, but don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.